hast made. I'd like to welcome each and all of you to today's worship service and pray God's blessing upon us as we worship in true and in the spirit. It's always a joy when God's people, God's children, God's beloveds in Jesus Christ gather together to worship, praise, and to thank God. Let me invite us, just before our worship service, to take note of all of the different announcements that we have, and maybe just give a little light on a couple of those. We keep saying thank you for the Fun Fest because it's one of those successful Fun Fests we've had. And in line with that, we want to encourage you to keep inviting people to come to these different activities that we are having. It takes every effort, the effort of every person, to get the word of God out and to get people into God's house. So let's keep doing that as our intention for all that we do, that we will get the word out there that we are here and Christ loves everyone just as we do. So I will have a couple of people to say things here about the activities that we have coming up in addition to our Fun Fest. Let's have Jean to make an announcement.
Okay, I'm going to go back, and August asked me if I would please do this. Next week is Friendship Sunday. It's the fifth Sunday of the month, and we are going to be having a potluck right after church. You are being asked to bring a friend and bring a dish that you would serve if you were going to be having friends over. So that gives you a very wide paintbrush to paint with. You can bring anything that you would serve somebody who you loved. Like, my mom doesn't know it yet, but I'm bringing her hamburger beans, so I hope she can think of something else to bring. because that's what I would serve to friends if they were coming over. The next thing I'm going to put up here, and I'm going to try to keep this up on the screen. We've been talking about t-shirts for the church. And here is an example. I thought it would be good for you to see it. The logo on top, which should be familiar to you by now, that's our mission statement, vision statement, one of the two. That will be going on the back. That is a large screen-printed design on the back. And then the cross with the flame that says First United Methodist Church will be on the front left pocket. Now, we have sizes just small to 2XL. And you have a choice. You can get yourself a t-shirt, or you can sponsor a t-shirt to be donated. Now, the donations will be going to people who go out in the community and do stuff for our church. They will be donated to people who need them. They're $10 a piece, and they will be available if you order one, or you want one, after church next Sunday. We have 150 ordered. And if you need a specific size, could you just let me know today, and I will make sure that that size is here for you next week. That way we don't have to go through and do 150 shirts in a week so that we have them all sitting here for you to choose from. And if there's any questions, just please see me. That would be awesome. And thank you.
No, I'm going to make a different one. If you were here last Sunday, you noticed Ricky and I were here, but we weren't at Fun Fest, but that was because the North Central Illinois jurisdiction, the United Methodist Men, on that weekend, every year has a spiritual congress, a gathering of men in Williams Bay, which is in Wisconsin over by Lake Geneva, and Ricky enjoyed it so much last year, he wanted to go again. And what it is, it's teaching men how to approach men and educate men to be builders of the church and to transform the world for Christ. and next year I'm going to try to advertise it a little more here and try to get more men from here and Wisconsin down there. I'd like to see a lot more men from Wisconsin so that we overpower the Illinois men. Thank you.
Thank you, August. How about I make a suggestion here? Is it possible for you to have our men together and then have some discussion about some of the things you learned? Probably it might be much more motivational than just talking about it. Hopefully, I hope you can do that. But thank you for representing us at those gatherings. Now, all of these things are meant to get our church out. I know there are usually questions. How many people do come? It's not about how many people come. It's how many people have we reached. So our job and our calling is to reach out. God is the one who brings the harvest. That's our, especially with the T-shirt. That's what, and the Front Fest, and all that we do. Things that we put together so that we can invite people. It's good to invite someone to something. But you have nothing to invite, then you just don't have anything. But we're making available to us something that you can invite someone to. So please try. Bring your family, bring neighbors, bring a friend. Just come. With that, let me invite us to reassure one another here with these words. Jesus loves you, and so do I, to the next person next to you. Amen. Okay. Would you please join me in the centering prayer? God in three persons, open our hearts to the silent presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lead us into the mystery of our worship, where your love and unity avail themselves to all who earnestly seek. Leave us not to ourselves, but dwell in our hearts and guide our thoughts and action through this time of our worship and beyond to the glory and honor of the Triune God. Amen. Amen. If you are able and feel comfortable, would you please rise for the call to worship? It's a prayer of believers' unity. How good and pleasant it is
when all of God's people live together in unity.
It is like precious oil poured out on the head,
running down on the cheeks and chin,
running down on Aaron's, the priest's beard,
down on the collar of his robe.
It is as if the dew on God's holy mountains,
for there the Lord bestows his blessings,
even life forevermore. Amen. How about we remain standing and sing the hymn 553, reaffirming who we are as a church.
You are the church, we are the church together.
Ricky, please join me in the prayer. Dear God, we gratefully acknowledge you as Creator, Redeemer, and indeed our friend. We pray that you will help every member of the church, the redeemed and sanctified body of your Son, Jesus Christ, to live in unity with each other. May we be united in the love that enables us to pray with the mind of the Christ. God, by his Spirit, to glorify you with our hearts and voices. Keep us from worldly ways, so that our lives might be a witness to your love and unity, not only in what we say, but in all that we are and in all that we do. We ask this for the sake of and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. I see some beautiful, handsome guys this morning.
My name is Tristan.
Nice to meet you. And you are?
Dylan.
Okay. You are?
Jakes.
Good. Good to have three of you guys with me this morning. This is
a person's body is one thing, but it has many parts. Yeah, there are many parts to a body, but all those parts make only one body. Christ is like that too, but we were all baptized into one body through one Spirit, and we were all made to share in the one Spirit. So like we said, a person's body has more than one part. It has many parts. The foot might say,
"I'm not a hand. So, I'm not part of the body."
But saying this would not stop the foot from being part of the body. The ear might say,
"I am not an eye, so I am not part of the body."
Saying this would not make the ear stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, the body would not be able to hear.
You mean we couldn't hear music or funny jokes?
Exactly. And if the whole body were an ear, the body would not be able to smell anything.
Wait. You mean like cookies, flowers, nothing?
You got it. Nothing. If each part of the body were the same part, there would be nobody. God put the parts in the body as he wanted them. He made a place for each one of them. And so there are many parts, but only one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you." And the head cannot say to the foot, "Hey mate, I don't need you." No! Those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are really very, very important. God did not want our body to be divided. God wanted the different parts to care the same for each other. If one part of the body suffers, then all the other parts suffer with it. Or if one part of our body is honored, then all the other parts share its honor. All of you together are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of the body.
if one part suffers, then the other part suffers. That we are all each part of the body.
We are all each part of the body. That's true. So that even if somebody was not part of the body, but they're standing here, they just say, well, I'm going to be part of the body. Without the body, they're being all part of the body. We are all part of the same body. So what that means the hand, the feet, the ears, the eyes, the head, the nose, mouth. When we talk about the body, we're not naming those parts unless there's some reason why we need to name each of them. But I look at my body, I say, this is my body. This is my body. And so we are all the same people. One family in Jesus Christ. Thank you for sharing.
So this song should be familiar to everyone. We're doing some songs in this series so that you can join us in singing praises. So if you feel like it, sing along. The words are on the screen.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. They'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We'll guard human dignity and save human pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father.
from whom all things come. All praise to Christ Jesus, God's only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Then they'll know, they will know. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians. Christians, they will know we are Christians by our love.
Scripture reading this morning is Ephesians 2:11 through 22. So then remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision, by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at the time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off had been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.